As always, I'll start out with the injury report. Leckler's still got the knee, Curry with a knee. Denarius still has the hamstring. Tywan Jones had a hamstring yesterday in practice, so we held him out. McGee's got the hamstring. Shaughnessy, you know, we'll see exactly what it is. Looked like it was a little bit more of a bruise. It's an ankle. And then we held Richard out again, Seymour with the knee.
Like Bartel was in there a little bit, getting used to things.
Yeah, you know, he was in, you know, it's, you know, a non-contact situation for him, but he's able to get in there and work. It'd be the same situation tomorrow before we can get him into some full live contact stuff the following day.
Coach, how is Burris look for you at linebacker?
You know, he's been up and down. He plays really hard. He's an energetic guy. You know, he understands football, but yet at the same time, you know, we've thrown a lot of things at him, and he's still got to continue to improve to get better. He's going to be a good player. You know, we just got to work through some of the consistency issues.
What is the point for a young guy like that for him to have everything, to get everything?
It won't be this year. As far as having everything, no. It takes a while. I mean, this is a complex game, and we throw a lot of things at him. But, you know, what you're looking for is, you know, every day you want to see him improve a little bit. And we call them repeat mistake offenders. We don't want to see guys that make the same mistakes over and over. And he's done a pretty nice job of getting some things corrected. But, you know, every day is something new. We put in something new defensively. Our offense puts in a new look for him. You know, so it's just getting a chance to see all those different looks.
Yesterday you talked about Brizell and wanting to bring in top players like that. Is Thompson in that mold?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He fits that mold perfectly. And you know, in addition to that, I mean, here's a guy that's been on a couple of world championship teams. And you want guys around that have seen it done at the highest level and know how to win those championships, because at the end of the day, that's what all of our goal is.
But his versatility, it's like he can play inside, out.
We played him, and he did a lot of things there in New York, you know, playing inside, playing outside. And we've moved him around a little bit and used him in a lot of different roles.
What is do you have any kind of timetable with Shane? What's he doing right now? What is he not doing?
Well, he's out here some, but he's mostly in the training room getting his rehab. You know, he's probably, I don't know, maybe a week away before we really actually get him out here and start working him. I don't want to put necessarily a timetable on it, but I wouldn't expect to see him out here in the next couple of days punting.
How's King holding up?
He's doing good. He's been, you know, I mean, obviously he's you guys see him when he hits it. I mean, he hits it as good as anybody. He's just got to work on, you know, staying consistent.
He's kicking a lot, but I mean, his leg physically is
old. He's a young dude, man. Yeah. He'll be all right.
What do you tell a guy like that who's coming in and he's obviously going to shoot? Do you tell him, look, we're going to try to help showcase you as much as possible?
Well, listen, at the end, we're trying to get him better. And we're trying to see where he's at, you know, and you know, like we're dealing with a situation with Shane right now. I mean, you know, if Shane goes down, you got to have somebody that can fill that role. So, you know, we're looking for guys that can help us get better.
Has Myers kind of established himself there at tight end?
Yeah, I think he's kind of worked himself into the number one guy, but I don't know that that depth chart is consistently changing. So he's number one right now, but you know, 2 weeks down the road, you know, we'll see where he's at.
Anything in particular to work himself there?
Well, he's done a nice job of trying to be consistent. You know, I think from a receiving standpoint, that's probably where he's a little bit more advanced as far as, you know, kind of knowing what to do and where to be. We got to continue to work with him on the physical part of the game and the run blocking. But, again, I've said this all along. I think with the tight ends that we have, we've got some versatility, and each guy has a unique skill set that we plan on trying to use.
Who would you say is the best run blocker out of that?
Richard Gordon right now. Yeah. He's a big physical guy. We got him back out here yesterday for the first time, and you could really notice his physical presence, you know, the first rep he had in the, you know, one-on-one pass protection drill. He stepped up and blocked the safety. And so, you know, I see him as probably a little bit more of the physical presence.
How about Miles Burris on defense for you? How's he looking?
Well, like I said before, he's doing a nice job. It's the consistency thing with him. You know, it's a developmental process with him. He continues to improve, but, you know, still a lot of things we got to get corrected with him.
What about with Nathan Stubar? At times in these individual drills, you see him flashing.
You know, he's a little further behind. Nate's got a he's got to step up from the standpoint of just knowing what to do and how to do it. You know, he's had a little bit more of an issue with making some of the same mistakes over and over. So we got to get him corrected in that regard.
You had four instances, I think, where defenders jumped, and there was a one lost fumble and a couple of drop balls. Is that the kind of stuff in training camp that you really get on when you go back to the meeting room?
Yeah, I mean those are the things that cost you games, and you know we're really preaching the message of, you know, to learn how to win in the National Football League, the first thing you got to do is learn how to not beat yourself. And so penalties, turning the ball over, those types of things cost you football games. And until we get that corrected, we're going to stand up here and say the same things over and over.
You let them go pretty much relatively live that last session. Is that
that was the plan all along. And, you know, it was a short yarded session, so we wanted to see who would come off the ball and knock people back and who was going to play physical.
We can see some more of that full contact happening.
We'll see a little bit more. We've kind of got it planned out as to when we're going to do it. We won't do a ton of it, but we got at least one more session of live contact that we'll do before we play our first preseason game.
Did you think the offense got the better of the short yardage?
Yeah, they got the better of the short yardage, no question about it. I thought they did a great job of, you know, mixing things up and keeping the defense off balance.
Coach, as much as you preach ball security, you've been part of some teams that really knew how to turn the ball over. How do you teach that?
Well, you live it and you preach it every day. And you look for opportunities that are teaching moments on the tape to see when there's opportunities where the ball's, you know, hanging out there a little loose and you got a chance to get the ball out. You know, obviously, you know, getting pressure on the quarterback and make him make bad decisions, that leads to a lot of turnovers. So, you know, you got to work it and you got to live it. You can't just give it lip service.
As far as tackling, was that a concern coming in? And how much of it has been like back to basics this past week as far as tackling fundamentals go?
Well, a lot of it is back to basics fundamental. I mean, that's really at the end of the day, that's what training camp's for. So, you know, we're practicing a little bit differently maybe than some people. And we're allowing our guys to front up a little bit more. You know, our hope is that that's going to help us as far as tackling is concerned. But tackling, you know, it's about, you know, it's about body position, and more so than anything else, it's about a willingness and a want to get the guy down on the ground.
Did that jump out last year when you watched film from the team last year? Did that jump out as a sore spot?
Yeah, at times. At times it was definitely an issue, and we've talked about tackling and how we got to be a great tackling team if we want to be a good defense.
Was there a particular group that stood out to you as needing work on their tackling, secondary, linebacker?
Well, I think all of us. I mean, you know, the hardest tackles to make are space tackles, and the guys that get in those situations more so than anybody else are linebackers and DBs. So those are the guys that got to work on it more than anybody.
On that linebacker thing, Dennis, what have you seen out of Philip Wheeler at the strong center?
I think he's done a nice job. He gives us some athleticism at that position. Obviously, you know, we've been able to rush him some and also put him back in coverage. But I think he's a guy that, I mean, he hadn't played a lot on the ball, but he's done a nice job there. And then obviously coming from Indianapolis in the Tampa 2 system, his stack linebacker off the ball play has been good. I think he's a good tackler. I mean, we'll obviously find out when we start really playing preseason games because we haven't done a lot of that. But from what I've seen so far, I would anticipate him being a good tackler.
Going back to takeaways, Monday night opener when you were with Denver, got to see Matt Giordano. Tell me what you've been seeing here in terms of his play, his level, his intensity.
Well, I think the consistency that Matt brings. You know, he's a pro. He comes to work every day, and he got a chance to see some of the things that we're doing defensively when he was with us in New Orleans. So the system is familiar to him. He's the consistent pro, and that's really what you're looking for back there.
He seems like a couple times he's come close to a kind of guy out here. Is Zeke a guy you got to tell him, let's keep it dialed back for a little bit while we're here?
No. No. He understands how to play the game, and we're going to push it to the line and see how far we can go. But he's a guy that understands that we need everybody out here. So until I see him where he, you know, just deck somebody, then we're going to let him play. I mean, you know, and I think he's done a nice job of it.
Alex Parsons seems to be a guy who was a practice squad the last couple of years now. He's been a pretty good spot. What are your impressions of him so far?
I've been pleased with Alex. I mean, he's come on along. You know, he worked at the first team center all of the offseason. And then, you know, obviously now we've moved Wiz up there and letting Wiz get a lot of those reps. But I like Alex. I think he's done a good job for us, and he's a guy that, you know, is a potential center guard swing candidate.
Coach, Tom Kelly says he's been working on not jumping. He's been working on – he anticipates. Is there anything you do special to keep him to not so much anticipate as much?
We're going to try to do things to incentivize Tommy not to anticipate so much. Okay. All right. But Tommy's done a good job. I mean, he's working. He's trying to do everything that we ask him to do, and we're going to continue to work on that part of his game, as well as the fundamentals and technique, because he's a real talented player, and if he'll just clean up a few things, that he's got a chance to be one of the better interior linemen in the league.
Does that do it? Thanks, everybody.
Okay, thanks, guys.